The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Back? Oh, we're back, and Robin and I are sitting here talking. We didn't even hear the music. Oh, my goodness. How much dead air do we have there, Aaron? Oh, 2 seconds. Thank goodness.
Hey, that's funny, because we were talking about how much fun we were having with our listeners
today. Yes, we were.
And forgot to come back.
Ay, caramba. Pete kind of set the stage here for the morning, so we're getting several different types of text messages, not only text but emails and that type of thing. So
it's been fun.
Our buddy Tom said he sighted an ichthyosaur off of Warren Bridge Road. So, people are having all kinds of fun with it. So at least we're getting out there, you know. How about that? Let's see what Chuck has to say. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Hi, Chuck.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning,
hey, buddy.
Robin.
You're not headed out today?
I was supposed to go out this morning, but I just woke up, so
yeah,
I'll go up this afternoon.
There you go.
We just woke up and came back on the air.
I'm not rushed.
No, you're not. You're not rushed. It looks like you got plenty of meat in the freezer.
I did, yeah.
Chuck sent me a picture of he texted me the other day. I'm in the stand. He texted me. He said, feeder went off. My 330 feeder went off. Then the next text was frogs rolling in. Then a picture of the fog rolling in. He said, I can only see 35 yards. And then the next picture is this little brown lump in the middle of the picture. Apparently, he could see far enough to shoot the deer. So,
yep.
That was pretty good.
Yep. And it didn't run, so we didn't have to go look for it.
Didn't run. That's right. I love that when that happens. So,
your significant other from me.
I got my two in the freezer, and Bob has one now. And
yep.
We're still, you know, hunting for the guys that were up there over the day, but
sure.
I'm not rushed.
Did you hear what Robin said?
What's that?
Robin.
I just said, just give your significant other some love for me today.
I don't know that he heard that.
No, I can't hear her. You're hard to hear her.
Oh, can't hear her. Okay, hang on. Let me turn the mic up.
Maybe it's me. Maybe it's my mic. Is that better?
A little bit, but not much.
Not much. Okay, hold on, Robin. I'll turn your microphone up a little.
Maybe that's the reason nobody's listening to me.
That could very well be. They can't hear you.
Nobody told me.
Try it now, Robin.
Is that any better, Chuck?
Oh, yeah, that's better.
I said give some love to your significant other from me today.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Big hug.
So, yeah. There you go.
You have to hug her now.
Yeah.
She's in full Christmas mode.
Yep. I know the feeling.
Yeah.
I know the feeling. So, you texted me the other night, and I hadn't seen anything. If you just woke up, you didn't hear my story from yesterday. Jacob came down in the morning. We got in the stand, and legal shooting time was 20 till 7, I think. 7:10 was sunrise.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We're about 10 minutes into twilight. And I look out in the field, and there's two deer standing in the field. Whoa, this is unusual. It's the first deer I've seen all season on this property. I mean, seriously, in half a dozen sits. And so it's, I think, well, it might be a buck pushing the doe, but let's see. So I put the binoculars on the back deer. Didn't look at the front deer. Put the binoculars on the second deer. I'm like, eh, he's like a 6 point or something. He's, you know, he's got plenty of potential. You know, we probably won't, you know, we probably won't try for him. And I swung the binoculars over to the first deer thinking it was a doe. This set of antlers went up in the air. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I had not seen that. Two bucks running together, you know, and the big one leading the small one. And I'm like, you know, if that would have been a little sooner, maybe I might have taken a crack at that one. But, they, you know, they were out there 120 yards, something like that. But I'm sure the gun could have done it. But, you know, we'll save that one for muzzleloader.
Right.
You know, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But first significant deer I've seen on the property all year, which not all year. I take that back. I've seen other bucks and I'm 2-0, two swings, two misses, one with a compound and one with a muzzleloader. Right. And, you know, but there we are.
Yeah. So it's, taking a while to get warmed up this morning, so.
Yep.
I'm supposed to have left half an hour ago to go to Bob, so.
Yeah, I got it.
I messaged him and said, wouldn't be up this morning, so.
Yeah.
He won't be waiting for me.
Well, that's good.
So anyway,
It's one of those days.
Yeah, it's great having a friend like Bob to help me out now.
No question. Yep. It's all
that's
good.
Super.
Yep. And that's why I like hunting with my son-in-law, and that's why I like hunting with my grandson, because, you know, kind of the buddy system, you know. You can text back and forth. You know, deer coming your way. If somebody gets one, you can help each other, that type of thing. So it's all good. So.
Yep. Yeah. When everybody's up there, we'll have one text group so that everybody hears the messages between everybody else.
Right. That's a good idea. Good
idea. Because the one deer I got opening day, I text the guy in the next blind, and that you know, was going by me, so he should be looking for it. He said he could hear it, but he couldn't see it, and then bow, it was dead because I got it because he decided to turn left and come into the food plot area instead of turn right and go to his blind.
Yeah. Well, got it. So, that's deer hunting, buddy. That is deer hunting.
And yesterday was a good day, too, because I got to watch a hawk nail a squirrel in the tree.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, it's always cool to see that.
And then it came to the ground about 15 yards away and behind the log. And that squirrel kept screaming for a while.
Well, I'm sure,
didn't particularly care.
Yeah. No, not at all.
A little bit later, a owl flew in where they were.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
cool. It really surprised them.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. Trying to rob the hawk.
Yeah.
Yep. I love that kind of interaction in nature. I've seen Cooper's hawks take birds out of the air, which is, you know, pretty amazing when you see that happen.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I've seen nail squirrels before either on the ground or in the tree, but it's always interesting. But when they do,
yes, no question. So,
let me get out of the way. Let somebody else get in here. So
appreciate it, buddy.
Merry Christmas to both of you.
Merry Christmas.
But Chuck, we found a new restaurant in Salisbury. Next time we meet, when you all are in Ocean City.
Okay.
Yeah, nice place.
It was really cool, and you'd really like it.
Yep.
Okay.
Good place.
I'll
good place.
Hang in.
Yep. Please do. All right. Talk later, buddy.
Bye.
Thanks, Chuck.
Talk to you later. Bye.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Craig in Port Deposit. Good morning, Craig. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Craig in Port Deposit.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. What's up?
And, hey, a couple of weeks ago, you told a joke of the three-parter. You said, what do you get when it's black, you use it, it's red, and when you give it or throw it away, it's gray. What is it? I never heard the answer.
Oh, brother, hang on a minute.
Now you got to make it.
Now you got me.
If anybody else is having a hard time hearing me, tell me.
Well, your mic was off.
I told Aaron your volume could come up a little bit, but
thank you, because I've been talking to people haven't heard, but that happens around a lot around here. So I thought it was just my normal.
No, it's you.
Okay, I'll try to talk louder and get the mic up.
You know what? I don't know who sent. Oh, there it is. What's black when you buy it, red when you use it, and gray when you throw it away?
Something like that, yes.
Charcoal.
Okay, gotcha. Well, you have a happy holiday, and peace be also a thought to you.
All right, buddy.
You too. Have a super one.
Thank you so much. Bye. Thanks for the call for the joke reminder. And anytime you have one, please send it. So,
We take any help.
Any help, yep. So. All right.
I want to hear different jokes. You all hear them once. I hear them 30 times before they disappear.
Well, you know what? I like to share.
Yeah,
especially,
I know.
Especially with people that have a sense of humor, unlike you. All right. I'm sorry. I'm wheezing, folks. There it is. It's there. Hey, look. We've asked this question before many times. In your house, hole in the wall, you call it a fireplace, but you know what? You don't use it anymore. You don't like to haul the wood. You don't like to cut the wood. You don't like to stack the wood. You don't like to bring the wood into the house. You don't like to crumple up newspapers or put the fire starter in there. You don't like to. You love the effect of a fireplace, but you don't like the work of a fireplace. Well, we fixed that here when we went to Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and we purchased a gas fireplace insert, and we love it. Remote control, convenient, heat. Robin said, oh, the flame is too high. So she turned the flame down this morning.
You just can't lose the remote control.
Don't lose the remote. We love that remote control. We love the heat. But that's one thing. What's happening now is folks are switching to pellet and wood stoves. So the same company that made our gas fireplace insert makes the Enviro company makes a beautiful pellet stove, pellet insert, freestanding and insert into that hole in the wall that you have at your house. So why not check that out at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's? You will be glad you did. Backyard Billy's not only has the pellet stoves, they'll do the insulation, they'll supply the pellets by the bag or by the pallet if you need. I've seen that in people's garages, you know, a whole pallet of pellets for their heating system. And that's the way to go. Another company called Regency makes freestanding and inserts for wood fireplaces. Now, our son-in-law's primary source of heat in the wintertime is a wood fireplace, right?
A wood-burning stove. Yes.
Yeah, a wood-burning stove. And they heat their entire house with it. Well, you can do that as well. There's freestanding wood burners, and there's wood burners that you can insert in that hole in the wall you call a fireplace. I get it. It is a wood burner now, but the wood burner insert makes it a whole lot more convenient and a whole lot more efficient. So check out the wood inserts and fireplaces by Regency. Check out the pellet stoves and inserts by Enviro. All at Backyard Billy's, and you can count on them for service. You can count on them for installation. Backyard Billy's is located Route 50, Exit 44B in Graysonville. BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 827-4500. That's 827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in jingle bells.
All right, we're back. We have a couple callers on the line. Let me think who we've got here. Been concentrating on the break. Doggone it. Huh. Oh, okay. We got Don in Delaware and then Gary in Dundalk. So good morning, Don. Are you there?
Oh, good morning, yes. And Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, I want to, up here, up in the middle town, we see, it's not uncommon to see deer up along the road here. The other day, other night, either this time in the morning you'll see him, or maybe late at night, going up near 299. And the dog spotted him out in the field, and I said, "Oh well, they're sickly deer." And she said, "Well, no, they look healthy to me." You know, joke about that.
Yeah,
I just want to get into the muzzle loading contest and wish everybody Merry Christmas.
Yep.
I'm really surprised of the wildlife that we see around here. Unfortunately, lately we've been seeing a skunk hanging around the house. I think it's trying to make a home here.
Oh, wow. Well, be careful with that. Yeah.
You got that, especially with the dogs, because they really don't know what it is, and they have a tendency to bark at it.
They'll learn.
I have to go try to get them to go the other way.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that dog and skunk encounter is not a happy thing. That's for sure.
Okay, well, I want to wish everybody Merry Christmas and take care.
Merry Christmas to you. I'm sorry, Ron. What'd I do?
Nothing.
I must have done something.
Read your text.
Oh, my text. Uh-oh. 410 WCBM 6. Oh, brother. Okay.
Okay. Gary's on hold.
All right. You have an announcement to make.
No, I don't. Not yet. Talk to Gary.
Not yet. Okay. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
I have a question.
All right.
What happened to the swans in our area?
Which ones?
Which area or which swans?
Which swans?
The big white ones that used to be everywhere.
Okay, those are mute swans.
Okay.
Those are the ones with the the ones with the orange bill.
Yes.
Those were an invasive species.
Oh.
They were not federally protected, and the Department of Natural Resources years ago basically eliminated them by any means possible.
Oh. No wonder I don't see them anymore.
Exactly. We still have the tundra swans. Okay, so the tundra swans are gorgeous, but they have the black bills. They're much bigger. The mute swans with the orange bills were competing with native wildlife. They were competing with Canada geese. They were competing with the wild ducks as far as nesting sites. They were more aggressive,
right.
And they were keeping the native species from nesting during the spring. So they used any means necessary to decrease the population. They would go out to the nests and oil the eggs so the chicks wouldn't hatch. They sent teams out to take care of the adults on the water and pretty much brought that whole situation under control. I've only seen one or two since that program took effect. They were pretty efficient at reducing the population.
All right, well, great. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year if I don't talk to you.
All right, buddy. Awesome. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Miss Robin.
Uh-huh.
You're up.
Oh, okay. We had a caller, a winner last week of the muzzleloader, who wanted to say that he was inspired by the Lord above to
bless somebody.
To bless somebody with his muzzleloader that he would not get to use as much as he would like to. So he asked us to take the second person that would have won on the children's list and give it to them. So the winner of the second muzzleloader is Summer Newton from
Cecil County.
Cecil County. And if she's awake, because we asked her dad to wake her up this morning, but you never know. They don't always listen to us. If she is, we'd love for her to call in.
They might be hunting.
And it could be hunting, because I'll tell you, that is one hunting family, so it's going to the right person. So, Summer Newton, you now have a new muzzleloader for Christmas.
Congratulations.
Congrats. We're very happy for you. And thank you so much. And thanks so much to all of our callers and our winners and people who give back. It's really inspiring. You don't see it much in the country today. We do more complaining than we do giving. And it really nice, but warms my heart. So,
we do have a generous bunch of listeners out there.
Yes, we do.
You know, and we delivered a youth muzzleloader last week, same day that we found out about Summer. We delivered a youth muzzleloader to, what was the young man's name? I'm sorry. But his dad was very happy to get it. He was also in Cecil County. Do you remember the name, Robin?
Oh.
Just went out of my head just that quick.
I know. I just had it.
Let's see.
Oh, gosh. I mean, this is really bad because I know it. The first name was a C. Last name was a M. I don't want to get the two. There's two boys, both have a name.
Yep,
starts with
the
C.
Two
I don't
boys.
Want to say
yep.
the wrong one.
I know. I'll look it up here in a minute. We'll say it in a minute here. So,
dumb.
Sorry about that. But I've known his dad for a few years and was able to deliver that. Unfortunately, the young man was still in school. Let's see. Do, 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 do. Chase Marin.
Yes. Young I had the right initials, thank goodness.
Yep. He was 11 years old, and he now has a new muzzleloader, which is pretty good. Pretty good. So, and I'm sure the gun is already sighted in and ready to go for next Saturday, first day of muzzleloader season. So, late muzzleloader season. So, that's all good. Robert, you got anything else?
Nope. I had it, but we forgot. Got forgotten. So, all done. You go ahead. You carry it.
What I forget?
Nothing. It doesn't matter.
I can't remember what I forgot.
I said, please don't start the hour until I say something I wanted to say.
Oh.
And you went right over top of me and forgot all about it. I even took the time out to tell you that I just needed a minute. But it only worked with that break, so. Fail.
Only worked with that break? I failed you?
Yeah, you did.
Won't be the first time.
Won't be the last.
So, my apologies. My public apology, Robin. Will it work later in the hour?
Nope.
It won't?
Done.
Okay. I'm on the hot seat, folks. Can you tell? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680.
I just think it's funny. I was just talking about nobody was listening to me. Everybody was talking over top of me, and I felt like I was forgotten. And you forgot me.
Sorry. I didn't mean to. You know that.
It was like, are you kidding me?
Robin, what do you think about Spurry's Tire Service?
I think Spurry's Tire Service is awesome. I really do. They do a great job, and if there's an issue after the job, they fix it immediately.
That's true. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. Service is great. Good people. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your back 40, from garden tractors to farm tractors, even lawnmowers, and even your wheelbarrow if you need. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including when that check engine light comes on, they'll check it, they'll diagnose it, and they will repair it for sure. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrystire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 21 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stamps, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins. 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I love that song.
Yep.
I love Christmas.
I know you do. Well, we're trying to get into Christmas spirit.
Tomorrow is our Christmas crazy day.
Oh, yeah. Decorations all day tomorrow. So.
He picked up our trains. We got a couple trains this year to put up.
We did. Yeah.
And
had a friend had some couple ones for sale, so we're going to work on that.
Yeah.
If you have a, let me throw this out. If you have a train display, how do you do it? Do you mount it on plywood? If you have a train display for Christmas, how do you do it, folks? That's what I need to know.
We did. I mean, I've seen it both ways. My dad and I always put it under the tree, going around the tree, just on the floor.
Yeah.
My grandfather had one down in his basement that we played with that was set up on a piece of plywood.
Right.
That he could take down the plywood and put it up on the wall, or just lean up on the wall during the summer.
Right.
He'd take it down, put the train on it, and we were good to go.
Yep.
Which might be a good idea, because that way when we don't want the kids to play with it, we could just take the train off and put the plywood up, and they'll forget about it till the next time we put it up.
Right.
That's what we're dealing with, trying to figure out how to do it.
Mine was on a piece of plywood when I was a kid, and my dad would store it in the basement, I remember.
Well, see, you're the same age. That would be like with my mom and stuff, my grandfather, him doing it. So it would be about the same era.
Yeah. So plywood will probably cost more than a train.
Don't even get me started on inflation.
You're not liking it, are you?
No.
I know. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And that would be to get in the muzzleloader contest. We're giving a muzzleloader away. We are giving a LRX from CVA. The folks at CVA are great. I had a call into them the other day. I needed something and immediately turned it around and sent it out to me. It was shown as out of stock on their website. So I called, you know, our buddy that that takes care of things for the radio show, and he accommodated me very, very nicely. So I can't say enough nice things. Not about the firearm. The firearm's great. I love CVA, okay? I've been shooting them for years. I've taken deer. I took a bear with one a few years back, sick of deer. I really like the product, but the people behind the company are just fantastic, and at least the ones I deal with. So I cannot say enough good things about the fine folks at CVA. And if you don't win a muzzleloader and you need to invest in one, I would certainly recommend it. Clyde Sports Shop, our sponsor, is a CVA dealer. Stop by there and take a look at his lineup as well, and you'll be glad you did. They have the LRX, which is the one we're giving away. It's a 45 caliber. And, you know, that's one that's being given away at the end of the month. So I'll read you this description here in a minute. Any callers on the line, Aaron? I'm sorry I didn't ask you that. Got it. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Ellis.
Morning.
Morning.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Same to you. Same. So what's going on?
What part of West Virginia in?
I am actually, the town I'm in is called Upper Tract. It's kind of between Petersburg and Franklin.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I know, Alan, you know where that's at.
I know where Petersburg is. Used to fish there as a kid.
Yep. I'm about 40 minutes outside of Petersburg. So,
yep, my dad.
I thought you for a donkey's age, Alan.
It's been a while, buddy. It sure has. Yep.
I just called in to say hi and happened to be out of bed this morning and getting the stoves going. I picked up the computer and put your show on.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. We appreciate that. A lot of people listen on their computers around the world, actually. You know, we haven't heard from our friend from New Zealand in a while, but we know they're listening. Even given the time difference, you know, it's amazing the listeners that we have. We got listeners in the Middle East that are on, you know, on duty over there for their companies or whatever. And here you are in West Virginia, which doesn't seem like that far away. But, you know, we just love the station itself. The 50,000 watts doesn't reach into West Virginia, maybe part of it. But you can pick up that computer. You can go on WCBM.com. You can go on any of the radio apps on your cell phone. The technology is just wonderful. So we appreciate the call for sure. So now do you
all have a nice Christmas.
You do the same, buddy. Thanks for calling.
All righty.
All righty. Merry Christmas. Bye bye. All right. Okay. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hey, Alan. And
what?
Robin, good morning.
Good morning.
What's that?
Merry Christmas. Happy ho-ho.
Oh, happy ho-ho. I didn't get that.
Thank you. I love happy. My granddaughter just started to say ho-ho-ho. I love it.
A while back, you and I talked briefly about the opportunities of, you know, our state, Maryland. And I'm sitting here driving up the road, the opportunities we have for fishing are phenomenal in the wintertime, and I see very few people taking advantage of it. Obviously, yeah, it's cold, but they make these things called hot pockets that help
sure
out
do.
A little bit.
Yep.
I had them shoved in my boots the other day while fishing the mid-bay for rockfish.
Right.
But we got... I ran into a fellow, and he's deep water jigging some cheap, beautiful white perch in the Patapsco right now around the
really?
Big outpost around the marine terminal and
right.
These power plants and whatnot. But
yeah.
In deep water. But I have, you know, so many opportunities for winter fishing. I remember fishing the Severn and Magadie in a place off the Severn, Bernie's Boat Ramp.
Yep.
There'd be nothing for 15 or 20 trailers out fishing for pickerel and yellow perch. And the opportunity's there, but not a lot of people capitalize it. And the guys that I know it do is, you know, now old timers and
yep.
You know, we have that yellow perch fight up in the upper Susquehanna. My daughter and son last week went up the upper Susquehanna up above Lancaster.
Right.
They had a phenomenal day on smallmouth bass fishing, and I had no idea that we had such a fishery up there. But 37 degree water temperature catching smallmouth bass on little tubes and slow rolling spinnerbaits.
Wow! Wow! Well, the fish still have to eat. You know, they may not eat as often, but when they're on, they're on.
Correct. It's just opportunities that are there that you know you got to search it out, but you know
you got to find. you know, this time of year, you know, most of the standing bodies of water have turned over, which means there's more oxygen, you know, higher up, and the fish are, you know, active in that oxygen. You got to find that thermocline, and you find that, you're going to find some fish. But the key is, I think you'll say, you're not going to catch a fish on top on a buzzbait, like you said, slow rolling a spinner bait. Am I right?
Yeah.
Slow rolling a slow rolling a spinner bait, using the deep jigging techniques, you know, just to get it. It's all about presentation. It's all about low and slow, you know?
Yeah. It's just things that, you know, I've learned that my kids, you know, the stuff that they, my boy's still fishing Loch Raven.
Has he seen the alligator?
The alligator, the alligator we got Loch Raven, or the damn, Snakehead's got into Loch Raven.
Well, we had a caller earlier said he was on Delaney Valley, off Delaney Valley Bridge, the big cove to the to the right, I think he said, and he saw a 10-foot alligator in there.
Yeah, it's probably a log or something, but I can't. And this time of the winter, this cold.
No, this is in August. This is in August. You know, alligator.
Okay. Well,
when the alligators in Maryland are more active.
Yeah, I imagine it got out of somebody's bathtub or something. But
you never.
I don't think it would surprise me in Loch Raven.
That's true. That's true. There's all kinds of tropical fish in there. You know, people.
Oh, yeah. You still see the big orange and white carp down at the Loch Raven Dam and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, the koi that it either went where somebody's bait bucket or whatnot, but
exactly.
Yeah, but the opportunities there, I don't see badly. You know, I always get a kick when there's a football game on. How good I would go down to the boat ramp, and you know, there'd be nobody there because they're all prepping for their, you know, their football games or whatnot. Even the trout fishing, I would trout fish little creeks and streams, and we had, you know, everything's got to eat. So,
that's correct.
Yeah.
One that is, that's correct. I mean, you know, everything's got to eat. I mean, I'm getting the daily notices on how many trout are being stocked here in the fall, in the winter. You know.
Yeah. And they stock a lot of the holdover. You know, some of the breeders that are no longer, putting out the smaller ones.
That's right. They're putting out the bigger fish.
Throw them into the stream. You got an opportunity for a big trout.
Yep, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
You all have a good holiday if I don't talk to you beforehand.
You got it, buddy. You do the same. I appreciate it.
Okay. Have a good one.
See all you. Right, buddy. Take care, Lee.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Lee. Any more callers there, buddy? Okay, you're on the phone. Got it.
I'm looking at this thing going underneath saying snowy forecast. I'm trying to figure out where.
Oh, okay. I wanted you to see the Bernese on the
truck. Yeah, I've seen it on that commercial. I'll look at it again when it comes up.
Yeah, okay, got it.
I'm watching the thing underneath that says, where is it? There it is, Sunday.
Okay, let's see. We're clearing a caller. Let's see. We've got...
Shower Sunday.
The difference between a straight wall and a bottle cartridge, and what's the logic allowing them in the flat geography like Maryland? Do any of your customers provide bow instructions for a novice adult hunter? Thank you. That's from Michael. Well, long-time listener. Who is? Aaron? Oh, Captain Don. Good morning, Captain Don. How are you?
Hey, Captain Don.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Sorry to hear you guys are under the weather.
Yeah.
It seems like we have been for... It's on and off for a while.
It seems like I was sick, and Robin was sick a lot longer than I was, She actually contracted RSV. Mine went to bronchitis there for a little bit. Finally got some antibiotics for that. Now I'm back to the stuffiness and the bad voice and all that again. So it's been a rolling thing here in the family for the kids and for Robin and I. And I don't know if Brian and
Bree gets it. She doesn't say anything.
No, she doesn't say anything. She just keeps rolling. Yeah. So. Anyway, how about you? Yeah,
that before Christmas.
Yeah.
Are you going fishing for alligators today?
You going to Loch Raven and try and get that alligator out of there?
Wow. I will divert my course. We were going to try to get out on the water today, last day of rockfish season.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
Yeah. We were aborted twice this week. We got out.
Really?
And we found ourselves in the middle of some fog, so we had to look at the GPS to get back to where we had just out of magazine.
Yeah, it did get foggy a little bit today, or this week. That one day, what day was that? Was that Thursday, maybe? I don't know.
Let me see. Well, the other day we got, we ran in some wind, and right. It really got rough out there, and it wasn't actually forecast.
Right.
So we had to turn around and run back in, because it was really getting bad out there.
Yep. Understand.
And I think it was Thursday we had a forecast for some wind, but it was clear it was flat to be out there. It was so nice, and we went out and fished and caught a fish and caught that fishing rod. We were trolling along and thought we had a fish, and we pulled it up, and it was a complete reel and line and all the stuff that you come across at the bottom of the bay, all those little we call them cherry bombs.
Yes, exactly.
So we're going to try to get out today.
All right.
Hopefully.
There's plenty of nice fish out there. I know that. Just like Lee was talking about, it's a good winter opportunity. So.
Yeah. I was talking to an experienced angler this week, and he thinks that a lot of what was going on in the bay this year was caused by those dolphins.
Yeah, yeah.
So those dolphin wreaked havoc, and the fish all up and down the bay could detect those dolphins coming up.
Yeah, and avoided them at all costs. Most of the fish went north, from what I understand, and that was early. So
Yeah, and it got up into the inner harbor.
Yes.
So. But anyway, I wanted to enter the contest also, and just wish you all a happy holiday. We're going to be heading to the Caymans for a week.
Oh, good for you.
Have fun.
Good for you.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be able to do a little fishing down there. I understand there's a little boat that ties up next to the resort that we're going to be staying at. So.
Oh, there you go. Got it.
Yep.
Got it.
Captain Herman is what they tell us.
Well, good. Enjoy.
Okay.
Have a great time.
Yeah. Have a nice holiday.
You
Take
do the
care.
Same. All right, Captain.
Bye.
See you, buddy. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Yes, sir. All right, so we've got a number of folks that have entered the muzzleloader contest, Rachel, Sam, a couple other folks. All you got to do is email ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we'll get you in the contest.
Don't forget to answer Michael.
Yeah, he emailed, so I will do that. So,
okay.
Yes, indeed. So let me tell you one more time about our friends at Backyard Billy's. You know, we celebrate our gas fireplace insert, but when you talk to the folks at Backyard Billy's, people are making a decision to put in a new pellet or wood stove. And the company that makes our gas insert, Enviro, they also have a line of pellet stoves and inserts. So people, the pellet stove is really convenient. You know, you can get automatic feed. It's just you got to keep the pellet bin supplied. And they got the beautiful freestanding models that are gorgeous. And then the inserts are even nicer looking. They've got some very decorative fronts on them and that type of thing. So Enviro, that's the line to take a look at when you go to Backyard Billy's there in Kent Island. Now, they also carry the brand-new Memphis wood-fire grills with IntelliBurn technology. These are pellet grills, stainless steel. They not only have the stainless steel grills, but they have the cabinetry to go with it. So this is the grill you want to put on your deck or your patio, and if you like a little built-in island, a cooking station, so to speak, out there, they've got all the accessories, the lower drawers, the stackable drawers, the you know, all that to match the grill. People are looking for that kind of thing. So the Memphis wood fire grills as well. And then Regency, a company, makes wood inserts and wood fireplaces. If you like that wood burning stove, like our son-in-law keeps it for his main, heat source, in their house, take a look at the Regency company, and you can pick up a brochure and see how they work, or go to the website. But Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is your place for all that. Located right there on Route 50, exit 44, Evans Avenue. That's Graysonville. The BackyardBillys.com website is always a good one. The Hearth America Facebook page. The phone number, 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500 for Backyard Billy's. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And I think that's the end of our commercials, right, Aaron? Any callers on the line? John in Pikesville. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hi, John in Pikesville.
Hi. Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Doing good.
Doing good.
I wanted to call in and just enter the contest for the muzzleloader.
All right.
And tell you, I really enjoy your show.
Awesome. Really thank you so much.
You, Alan, you and Robin are such a team.
You know, we're
a team. In the mornings, I'm the type of person, you know, I haven't set my alarm clock in about 30 years. I just get up early.
Yeah.
You know? I can go to bed late and still get up early. My body clock, you know. And
that's me.
I just enjoy Saturday, you know, tuning in and listening. And hearing all the stories, and it's just very interesting show. And you guys are such a team, and I thank you.
Thank you. Thank
we
you.
We appreciate
it's
the kind words,
even
when I mess up.
Yeah, you would have thought we were a team off the air, but during the break one time today.
Yeah,
that's okay. That's normal. See, you're normal people. You know
exactly.
You know, it's what you see is what you get, and I love that about some people. There's people that put on the front in the shows, and you know, but when you're knowledgeable, you understand. You know, and I had some. I have more deer stories of me riding down the road, you know, than I. I was coming down Old Court Road, and there was a big buck standing on a hill, and he starts running alongside my truck.
Oh, that happened to my dad one year up in Pennsylvania. Yep.
You know. And then I had to slow down, and then he crossed in front of me. Nice 8-10 point buck.
Nice.
You know?
Nice.
I said, well, where are you when I'm out in the woods?
Exactly. You never know. You never see him.
But I did a show, and I wanted to tell you.
Thank you, sir.
Merry Christmas
to you.
So you have a Merry Christmas, and God bless you all.
God bless you.